Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're talking about last night and what went down. Ansi Saleh, the general manager of our Atlanta Hawks, did a really good job. And when you talk about, you know, okay, I need to move back 10 spots, I still get a guy that was coveted. And on top of that, we get an unprotected 2026 first-round pick. That's a win. And you're not only building for now, but you're building for the future. And look, like we said, we don't know what that pick's going to be. But, guys, if it is a top-5 pick, that would be unbelievable. What if it's a top-3 pick? We don't know. It's all going to depend on how the Pelicans and certainly, you know, Milwaukee end up doing. But the fact that it's unprotected, that's the best part about this. And those picks rarely are given up, by the way.
And that's why a lot of folks, I mean, universally, this is outside Atlanta. This is not just folks, what we're saying here in town. But everybody who covers the NBA is saying, the Pelicans got fleeced by Ansi Saleh and the management team of the Hawks. Because you could have found a big. There was a run on bigs, and we talked about a lot of centers went. And that's, I presume, was the logic behind the Pelicans' move. But, yeah, man, that's a pick you just, you know, there's got to be some kind of, you know, conditions or qualifications on it. So now, who knows? And, look, if you get to a decision on Trey, and I know this is unpopular, but bear with me, you may be in a position to get into getting a perceived elite point guard, right, in next year's draft if you're maybe worried about that, you know, max contract or however Trey moves forward if he opts out. So just a thought. Food for thought.
Well, you have options, right? And really, this is the thing. How good do you feel now about the Hawks setting themselves up for potential, and we say a rebuild? It's really not. If you've got Rashai Shea, who potentially next year will be going into, what, his third year, right? Dyson Daniels is established now. We know what he can do. And then you talk about Jalen Johnson. The only thing that we need from Jalen Johnson is to stay healthy. We know he can play. If he can stay on the floor consistently, we know what we've got. We think he's going to be an all-star. So, Mike, you talk about those guys, and you say that's your core. And then, oh, by the way, what else have you added to that? Well, you drafted a kid last night who you feel pretty good about and who has a lot of upside and growth potential to become a really good player in the NBA. Again, it's hard for anybody to say such and such is going to be a superstar. How many of you said, I think this kid out of Kentucky, I really don't know his name. I think they call him SGA. He's going to be an MVP and a superstar.
Right.
5 years ago, nobody would have said that. Guys, he didn't even start for Cal at Kentucky. He didn't come off. He came off the bench for the first 10 games, and people were like, oh, I think he can play, but I'm not sure. So it's hard to project to say, hey, this guy's going to be a legitimate superstar in the league. Flag is different because he's already played against a lot of these NBA guys, and he's on a different level. The projection is different. But anybody else in this draft, including, you know, Asa, who we drafted, it's just hard for us to sit here and tell you he's going to be a superstar.
Right. And, you know, the NFL is a 50-50 proposition at best, right, in the first round alone, and it goes down each round. The NBA, what would you say, it's 3-1, 4-1?
At least.
In the first round? Because if you look, the Hawks, you know, if you take a look at some of the middle round picks, John Collins was the 19th pick. Nice career, right? Herder was a 19th. Cam Reddish was a 10th. We talked about him yesterday. Jalen Johnson was a 20th. You know, A.J. Griffin was a 16th. Seemed like a pretty surefire piece from Duke. Obviously, you know, not in the sport right now. So it truly just, even with the Hawks, it shows you what a crapshoot it is. But I like the idea of Asa Newell. I think that he fits because he can develop. And that's one of the things that Ansi Saleh said to us yesterday. He's going to be working for development with a number of these players.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now here's the thing. He's supposed to read between the lines, and that means patience. Like, and because he also said he's be, you know, wrestler, I'm wrong for thinking a wrestler's never going to get to one of these aprons when it comes to the cap.
No, I don't think, you're talking about patience to spin or patience to develop?
Maybe patience where we're just going to go with this young core, not augment it with, you know, some bigger money pieces.
Okay. I think the comment when he said that to us yesterday, and the interview's online, by the way, you can go rewind. I think he was saying that the idea used to be we have to go out and sign a big name free agent to be good. That's changed in the NBA. Teams are still doing it, right? Kevin Durant's at a new team now, and they're going to go all in, and we're going to see if they're able to get, you know, he's able to get them over the hump in Houston. But, Mike, that is not the way you win long term. And I think for him, he's saying that development part of this and also letting this nucleus grow. Guys, the group last year, the core I just talked about, Zach, Dyson, and Jalen, hardly played together because Jalen was hurt, right? I mean, Zach didn't start the season. He was coming off the bench. I mean, like, we don't know what this nucleus of guys is going to look like, and we haven't seen him long enough. So I think that's what he was kind of saying. As far as the spending, though, it doesn't excuse Tony Ressler to say, hey, I think we're on to something, and we need to continue to improve, and so let's go get a piece or two. Right. But that's where this exemption comes in. By the way, we're going to find out a lot more about Saleh with this exemption. Who does he target, and where do they go with that?
Right.
And Mike, what kind of players do they bring in on that exemption? He said they're going to use it, so we just got to wait to see. But we're going to find out a little bit more about him here.
And as you said earlier, it's weird how the calendar year works. We know about some of these moves, but we don't get the draft, so you can't talk about it. One thing for certain, we haven't been linked to other trades.
No.
So the Porzingis thing came, and that happened pretty quickly. There was about 36 hours that we were mentioned with other teams for Porzingis, and it happened. So maybe now it is free agency. Maybe it is going to be free agency, but not those free agents that you're talking about. I mean, yes, no, we're not bringing LeBron here.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I like it.
All these big names that you think go, oh, we got to get him, because that's always how we've operated. Right. NBA fans have always thought about it in that way.
Right. Now, Miles Turner is the center, and he's understood. We don't need that right now. We kind of got that covered in the short term. I said to you the other day, with Jalen Johnson, I mean, it would be a very athletic team. Any interest in Julius Randle?
You did ask me that.
I mean, Day-Day, you made the face yesterday. You make that face again?
I'll say this about Julius Randle, and me and Dom talked about this. He brings you a toughness this team has never had.
Okay.
I will say that.
Mm. All right. I like that.
And there's something, out there. I mean, you could argue that, if you want to, maybe call me crazy, if you want to back up the backcourt, any interest in Chris Paul?
You think the Spurs are going to move on from him?
I don't know. He's unrestricted. He is unrestricted. So I'm just looking at names. I've heard guys that are out there that are available. Because the around the league, the word is that it seems like they feel we were going to go for some point guard help.
Well, let me say this about Chris Paul, because I know some people feel some kind of way about him. Like, he has been, for his generation, one of the best leaders everywhere he's gone, Mike. And he was in OKC for a year and spent time with those guys that just won a championship, helped all of those guys. Went to the Spurs, led by example. He knows his role now. If you're telling me you're going to bring him in here to potentially back up Trey and get some quality minutes, I'm all for that. I really am. Like, that's fine. But I just feel like he wants to be in San Antonio with Wimby and what they're building there. And he knows he's a backup there, by the way. He's not going to be a starter there. Right. They made the trade with Sacramento. I don't think that – yeah, De'Aaron Fox is going to be the guy. I don't think he knows, he's not looking for extra minutes. I just think he wants to be somewhere where he's appreciated and he feels like they're moving in a good direction. The Spurs are. Mm. I'm not saying they're the championship team yet, but if you told me the Hawks were interested there, I'd be all for it.
One last name, because we were talking about this off the air yesterday, Day-Day and I were at State Farm. Josh Giddey is 6'8", the point guard from the Bulls. He's unrestricted. I know that. I mean, and that's – I know for some people you're kind of greasing the skids for showing Trey the door. So I know that might – I don't know if that would alienate Trey. But this is not him on the floor. This is clearly – or is that just a silly idea because he's the kind of talent you wouldn't have as a backup?
Well, look, I think in this –
14-8 last year, by the way.
But like, think about this.
Sorry, 14-7.
Sometimes, Mike, when we talk about these teams, like, your sixth man is as important as your star.
Right.
Right? I mean, when you talk about OKC, when James Harden was the sixth man of the year and coming off the bench, he was as important as Kevin Durant
right.
and Russell Westbrook as they were making that run. And some people tell you he was more important because he was a complete dominant scorer on that team, and everybody had a hard time stopping him. I'm not saying it would work. That's where this coaching thing comes in. And
right.
what's our coach thing? What's the vision?
Or that's just silly. Again, I'm just looking. If you are. See, guys like Mike, why are you moving? Guys hit me up with the text. Why are you moving Trey out of town? I don't know, man. I think that all options are on the table with this general manager.
They have to be.
After getting a chance to meet him. By the way, Dom just said in my ear, after Zach LaVine went down with the injury, Josh Giddey was averaging like 22, 24 a night.
Yeah, he can play. No, he's nice. He can play. He was involved in that trade, right? He was going to the Bulls?
Yeah, so once Zach LaVine got traded to Sacramento and all that, and Josh Giddey right. really started getting those minutes, he was averaging like 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, shooting like 40% from 3. He was really good for the Bulls last year.
Yeah. Yeah, and here's the thing. When you say, all right, what do we need? Like Fred VanVleet, who just re-signed with the Hawks, or with the Rockets.
Yeah.
He's a floor leader. We don't need that. We need somebody that can come in and give us quality minutes. Help us score if need be, but that is not going to fall solely on the shoulders of our backup point guard. But I think we do need a backup point guard.
Tyus Jones? now that the Suns are kind of blowing things up.
Okay, that's a nice – that would be a nice pickup.
And clearly knows his role, so Trey's not – not that Trey would be threatened by it, but, you know, he knows his role. So Tyus Jones, 10 and 5 last year for the Suns. So, again, if we're going to kind of do the exemption and the money kind of piecemeal, so what else do you want? You want a wing? Hey, Hendry, here's a leg. Here's a wing.
You can never have enough shooting. You can never have enough shooting.
But a backup, and again, and we always, for guys who miss it, we already said Caris LeVert. You know, Caris LeVert, a guy like Tyus Jones. Now, all of a sudden, when Trey's on the bench, that's not too shabby.
No, you're not.
Just thinking out loud.
Well, you can't put your guy on the bench, and this is usually what happens, Mike, where the scoring falls off, and it's, you know, there's nobody affecting the game and affecting winning, where you get down 10 or whatever it might be, and then all of a sudden, you know, you bring him back in the game, and now it's a struggle to get back in it. I think that's the key to whatever this team's going to be. Love the Porzingis move, like what we did last night. What's the bench going to look like? 404-726-0929. And when the Hawks, we talk about the 2025 season, you know, I think, Mike, when we talk about the Trey situation, it's something, guys, that'll be looming all year. And, you know, it's not going to be the dominant conversation. Trey gets off to a great start, though. I will tell you, it will be interesting to see if more teams have more interest as they know he can potentially walk. But also remember this, if you were to move on from him, you're trading him to a team that's willing to pay him that money we've been talking
about. They're
going
to turn around and you're going to get in some serious – and this goes back to what do you think about, you know, wrestler. Is he willing because of and we had this argument yesterday with our national co-host, Nick Friedel came on.
Yeah, Friedel.
And he was like, hey, man, I can't. You got to move on from Trey, which gets people losing their minds. But I just wonder how does, you know, behind closed doors, what kind of conversations is our management team having? All right, one more name as a backup, Malcolm Brogdon.
Like him.
32?
Yeah.
So like Tyus Jones, 12-4 last year up in D.C. I'm just thinking like an upgrade over because it seems like they're lukewarm on Bufkin.
Yeah. Isn't Brogdon from here?
He went to UVA. I remember that from back in the day.
I believe he is. But those kinds of players is what we're talking about. The idea that you're going to go get a star-laden free agent that comes in here.
That was Orlando Christian from Norcross.
Yeah, I thought he was from here. I just don't think that's the answer, and that's not their approach. And I'm saying this for Hawks fans who go, we need to go get this guy. It's not going to happen that way. They're going to fill in the blanks with what pieces really fit. And I think that's the fundamental change around the league, what you're seeing based around all these young stars. Detroit has Cunningham, Mike. They're building around him. They're not going to bring in some another superstar to play with Cade Cunningham. This is how teams are building. Halliburton is there, right? We know he's out. This is what the Pacers did.
By the way, speaking of shooters in depth, you just mentioned Detroit. Malik Beasley's unrestricted.
Ooh.
So as a shooting guard, I mean, does that impede Risa's development?
No, not at all. No.
Okay. I mean, we're looking for shooters. I'm looking for shooters. You know, we're looking.
I need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We're looking for scoring. Right now I'm reading this off the NBA.com website. So, and this is up to date from yesterday. So as you said, you know, almost every Chris Paul is out there. Some guys rolled their eyes on that. We're just looking for some shooting guards. Quentin Grimes, he's restricted for the Sixers.
Okay.
So I'm looking for unrestricted.
Yeah, we're looking for, they can go and do whatever they want.
And I said this to Carl yesterday, just because I love his cuckoo-ness, his crazy, is Bobby Portis, who's out there as well. Just always like, I like that gumption if you do get in the playoffs.
They got some decisions to make, guys.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.